Okay, good evening, everybody, as we come to the end of the month of Tammuz. in just a few moments, right here on the 21st of July, and we're beginning the month of Av, as the famous Mishnah says, Misha Nichlas Av Mematin Besimcha, it's a more somber time, and with the state of affairs nationally, internationally being what it is, it won't mark a very great break from things that are going on around us, especially in light of the Mishnah that we're going to learn tonight. Rabbi Kiva said, "Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem," how precious and beloved are all human beings who have been created in the image of God. And not only that, but as the Rambam interprets this next line, "Chiba Yisera Nodas Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem," Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem Elohim Asas HaAdam, that it was an additional expression of God's love for human beings that He told us, human beings, that we were created in the image of God. Sometimes, as Rambam explains, you might do somebody a favor, but we don't really value the relationship to the point where we'll be communicative about whatever it was that was done. But God elevated us by creating us all in the image of God, and He made sure that we knew that and we understood that. We understood how much He valued us. And I think this perspective is reinforced by the pasuk that's chosen, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asah Asadam. There are at least two other viable alternatives to prove the same point. Going all the way back to the beginning of Bereishis, the Torah says that God created man in His image. Irrespective of gender, we're all axiologically equal, man, woman, males, female, all created in the image of God. So he could have chosen that pasuk. Could have chosen a pasuk a little bit later in Parshas Bereishis, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam Ki B'yom Baro Elokim Adam B'dmus Elokim Asao, so that the, you know, when humans were created, B'dmus Elokim, it was in the very image of God. Interestingly, though, the pasuk which is chosen here is Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas HaAdam, which actually comes from Parshas Noach after the Mabul. The pasuk says that a person who murders another human being, Shofech Dam HaAdam Ba'Adam Damo Yishafech, he should be put to death, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa As HaAdam, because human beings are of an inestimable value, immeasurable value, and as such, if a person wantonly, willfully kills another person, in principle, they deserve to be killed themselves, because they destroyed something which is irreplaceable. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Es HaAdam. So I find it quite striking that this is the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva chose. He could have chosen the two earlier psukim. But I think if Rabbi Akiva's whole message was how beloved human beings truly are, then it couldn't be more appropriate than to choose a pasuk from even after the Mabul, right? This was where the rubber hit the road. God was very disappointed by us as a species at the most universal level. And yet He chose not to destroy us. So the pasuk says, "V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem," and therefore he decided, you know, he hit the reboot button in terms of the Mabul. But ultimately, the species continued on through Noach. Eila v'nei Noach hayotzim minateva me'ila nafzach al aretz achar haMabul. That this is the way the world was, of course, regenerated. So, if you want a pasuk to prove that God truly loves humanity, certainly you want to indicate that human beings have been created in the image of God, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa As HaAdam, but you really want the pasuk which demonstrates, you know, faced with a viable opportunity to annihilate humankind, God chose not to, because we really meant that much to Him. And that's perhaps the ultimate sign of the relationship between God and all of humanity, is that God was not willing to destroy this world, as the Midrash says, as He destroyed so many dozens and hundreds of worlds before our own. This world where there was Tzelem Elokim is something that God simply could not part with. The Mishnah goes on to say that the Jewish people have a special place and a special role in this world. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakom. We're called God's children. In other places, you know, everybody's described as a child of God, but B'ni B'chori Yisrael, the Jewish people are described as the firstborn. And then the Mishnah concludes with yet another formulation of the particular quality of the relationship between Hashem and His people. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitan Lahem Kli Chamda, that the Jewish people are the recipients of the Torah. I think it's very important to point out that none of this is supposed to make us care about humanity writ large, in the most universal sense, any less. But you know, to love the Jewish people that much more. It should not come at the expense of our commitment to humanistic values and care for each and every person. That's part of the challenge right now. It's very natural for us to focus only on our immediate environment, especially this time of year, which is really suffused with the national tragedy of the Jewish people, Bein HaMitzarim, leading up to Tisha B'Av. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, with the pandemic, the world, the root, the prefix pan, meaning literally all over the world, right? You know, that we have to try to sensitize ourselves even to things that are, thank God, at the moment, not going on in our immediate environment. It's still a very, very serious time nationally and in many places internationally as well. And you can't be a person who seriously subscribes to the notion of Chavim Adam Shanivra B'Tzelem Elokim without, you know, thinking about the human dimensions of this tragedy. But nonetheless, there's a special attachment that Hashem has for his own people. And I just wanted to conclude by noting that the Mishnah implies that it's twofold. It's not just that we are the ones who God gave the Torah, to whom God gave the Torah, but rather that the reason that God gave us the Torah was that there was some pre-existing relationship. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, chaviven Yisrael shenikru banim l'makom. That our status as the children of God is independent of the chavivos, of the special relationship between God and his people that exists through the Torah, which would imply the following. You know, God gives us the Torah as an expression of the relationship. So it's not that the fact that we have the Torah is the sum total of the relationship, it's a very important part of it, that we're God's ambassadors of Torah in this world, but the very fact that God allowed us to be the ambassadors of Torah, v'atem ti'uli mamachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, was predicated on a pre-existing relationship. Banim atem la'ashem elokeichem, that we are children unto God. And I think that's very important also, because this is the time of the year that we remember that in many respects, we didn't always live up to the full measure of what being the bearers of Torah was all about. We suffered very serious consequences for that. But still, Banim atem la'ashem elokeichem, Hashem never repudiated our status as his children. It's very telling that the Torah reading on Tisha B'Av morning is really all about this. It begins with the words, Ki tolid banim uvnei vanim v'noshantem ba'aretz, and tells a story, v'hishchatem, that will do all the things that are wrong, but in the end of the day, uvikashtem misham es Hashem lokechol matzasa ki sidrushenu b'chol avcha b'chol nafshecha. There's always a way back. There's always a road back. And I think that's a very good place for us to end off tonight, and also for us to begin the 9 days in just a few moments, with a reflection on the notion that this special relationship, a singular relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikru Banim Amakom, God cares and loves all of humanity. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. But that special relationship really transcends simply the fact that we are the bearers of Torah. He gave us the Torah because there was already a relationship. And so even when that bond through Torah is abrogated, this still remains a very important baseline. Doesn't mean that it's an acceptable thing to do. Doesn't mean that it's something that should be spoken of lightly. But Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem is the foundation of what then happened in terms of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov. The Jewish people were taken out of Egypt. The Jewish people were the object of divine compassion well before we ever received the Torah. I wish everybody Chodesh Tov going into tonight and a very meaningful entry point into this period of Mishanichnas Av Mima'atin B'Simcha.